Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I respect Todd McShay. I wasn't going to fight him there because you get him once a year, and I'm not going to bog it down on some stupid fight that I want to have because I want to argue with you. Right, Tone?
Yeah.
Absolutely effing not. No. 216-474-0092. No. Not true. If you pass on him, you pass on him. You live with it. You've made your decision. There's where it goes. If you want to use your second pick on Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Tyler Shuck, who the hell ever you want, then fine. Make it with passion. I want you to make a decision about the most important position with passion. Too often we settle for these guys and we talk ourselves into it. Look at the cavalcade of losing that we've had before at that position because we talk ourselves into it.
Yeah, but I'm just surprised that you, Kenny, who you admit you have Sanders ahead of all those other guys, right?
Yeah.
I'm amazed that you would then be okay with the Browns taking any of those other guys over Sanders
because he slips. Excuse me for getting mad. You're right. Let me calm down here for a second, everybody, because they're supposed to know more about it than I do. I try to know a lot about it, but we got to talk Cavs coming up here in a little bit. Like, I'm watching the Gardos. They should know more about it than I do. It's their jobs. So if they pass on him, I don't want to be left holding the leavens on everything else if this season goes south. You've made your decision. Now I'm going to talk myself into trading for a guy like Shedeur Sanders. How many guys have we had passionate arguments about as a media, not just in Cleveland, everywhere? How many guys this year have we had anywhere near the passionate arguments that we've had about Shedeur Sanders this year? That means that you, if you make your decision, you are going with your decision and you are going full-hearted that this thing is going to work, that it's going to work with him. You have Lewis Riddick getting loud, getting boisterous, talking to Mary Kay afterwards. It's a collaborative situation and all those. You make your decision and you make it strong.
But even
and trading
if,
back and doing all after you take Tyler, yeah. Travis Hunter, but trading back in and all that stuff, you're going, man, you're paying a price for a guy you could have got earlier. I mean,
but what if?
To me, it's even worse than trading back and taking him with
but
the first
what
pick.
What if they have a late first round or second round grade on him? Then they're picking him exactly where they should pick him. And they get him and they get his teammate if in your situation, in your scenario.
You think he's going to be good? Do you think he's going to be good?
Yeah, I think he has a chance to be good. I told you, I've never been.
That's not enough.
But wait a second. That's second round picks. You think that NFL teams that have second round grades on guys,
I mean,
they can definitively tell you whether that guy's going to be good?
You got to know.
Then they wouldn't have a second round grade on him.
Okay, all right, fine. But let's not be stupid with each other. It's not just a second round grade on a guy. It's Shedeur Sanders. It's Deion's son. Factor that into the situation, please, when you say these things.
So as a positive or a negative? Because that's what I think teams are wrestling
over. Because it's you have to, because if we have so many arguments over this guy, where you have the named names of football talking about this guy, debating whether or not he can be, whether or not he can't be, if you make a decision on him, like honestly, you take Jalen Milroe, you take Howard, you take Dart, you take Kyle McCord. You take Rourke, for crying out loud. You take Dylan Capron. You take Tyler Shook. Any one of these guys. Any one of these guys. You go, eh, they could work out. They couldn't work out. Nah, not with Shedeur Sanders. You've made your decision because hell or high water, whether or not you do really well with him, great. But even if you don't do really well with him this year, you will answer for it next year because there will be changes then, and then we will talk about other people coming in to save that draft pick, which is a draft pick that you didn't even really want to do in the first place. I mean, honestly, the other guys, Jalen Milroe, if he goes out there and he plays a little bit this year and he's just not good, you can move on from him. Same thing with Dart, same thing with Shuck, same thing with all the rest of the guys. Same thing with all of them. I'll make you a backup. Fine, you'll be our Jimmy Clausen after we draft so-and-so, number one overall or number two or whatever in this coming draft. Not Shedeur Sanders. I don't think you're making a big enough point about the name and about the character that you're bringing in. That's not a bad thing. I like his character, but you know there's a lot that goes with it. And there will be passionate arguments. I need players. I need the best position. I got a lot of needs right now. You bring him in, you are making a statement. You trade back up for him, you're making a statement. Trade it back up for other guys. This man, if you're trading up for him, you better believe that he's that right type of player. You better believe it. And when I'm hearing from you, you know he can be. No. Slap the hand. No.
Well,
no.
But then it's like, I should never take a quarterback after the top 20.
I didn't say A. I said him. There's a difference between a quarterback and him. You know that. You know that.
Then you're telling them.
That's where you can compare him to Johnny.
But you are then telling them to disregard all the work that they've done and all the way that they believe in analytics and scouting and throw it out the window because of a last name.
Do they believe? Yes.
Man.
Because I'm the one who has to live with it.
Who's getting emotional?
I'm the one who has to.
Right,
me. I'm an emotional guy.
But aren't we trying to get them to separate emotion, which they've gotten wrapped up in taking guys like Johnny Football?
Because they'd be stupid to just sit there and say, this is quarterback X without any of the other things that get involved in it. That's silly, and you know that's silly. You have to put character in there, or not character because it sounds like he's a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. You have to put in the everything that follows him, everything, because he's a celebrity. That's the word I'm looking for. You have to look at the celebrity of what he is. He is a celebrity. Jackson Dart, if he's good, will be one. Tyler Shook, if he's good, will be one. Jalen Milroe, that down the line. Those guys, if they're good, he already is. You're making a statement.
I know we got to go, and I'll give you time to think about it now.
Fine.
What happens if they are sitting there, Denver is on the clock at 20, Steelers are at 21, and
I can't let the Steelers scare me. Nope.
And they pass up on him because you didn't want to trade up for him because you didn't take him at 2, and the Steelers get him.
So be it. So they're getting
a guy that you think is good.
So be it.
I think you'll be mad.
So be it.
I think you'll be mad they didn't trade up again.
Record this.
I think you would be mad.
I will be De Niro in The Deer Hunter. I don't care. So be it. I don't know. You're making a decision, and it has to be a strong one with emotion tied to it. 216-474-0092. Would you follow with what McShay says? Say Shedeur Sanders. Okay, you don't like him at 2, but say he's there at 19 or 20, as Anthony says. You want to trade back in for him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.